Hello and welcome to NYPD Blue Balls. This is a commentary episode, so we are watching Season 8, Episode 5, Fools Rush In of NYPD Blue, while recording Season 8, Episode 5, Fools Rush In of NYPD Blue Balls. Now, it is important to note that we are watching the Hulu edits of these episodes. Right now, it looks like NYPD Blue is leaving Prime Video, I believe, within days of when this episode will be uploaded, so you will no longer be able to get to their edits, which usually includes the full edit that was originally aired. Hulu has the syndication edits, which sometimes cuts down their longer episodes, but they are upscaled and HD, so you're kind of playing with what you would really want in your episodes there. Anyway, this episode, based on the Hulu edit, so when you hear the 1, 2, 3 go, that is when we start the episode. Thank you for listening, thank you for watching NYPD Blue, and I'll talk to you more as the episode goes on. 1, 2, 3, go. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Season 8, Episode 5, Fools Rush In. I guess I emphasized that wrong. It's just Fools Russian.
I don't think there's any sound.
There is sound.
Oh, okay. It's just really low. Got you.
There's sound. I can't hear it at all because I have
I just can't hear it over your loud fucking voice.
Anyway, they're at this Greek restaurant.
Why Russell, Greek for breakfast?
Why Greek for breakfast? Yeah. I don't know. I didn't choose.
Do Greeks have a good breakfast?
They might. I don't know.
She's coming in to get some of that great Greek coffee.
Maybe. I don't know, Kyle. I don't know.
You have a notebook full of notes, and you don't have notes on why they went to a Greek breakfast.
Surprisingly, the notes don't have the current tastes of the characters and what they would like for breakfast. I apologize. Also, we have Russell, who can't take it anymore because she violated Bobby's love by touching another man.
That's just a strong, like, set of words to describe like that. For her to be like, I violated his love because I touched another man, it's like basically what she's saying is weird.
That's what she's saying.
You know what you can't violate anymore? Anything from Bobby, because he's dead.
He's died.
Dude in the ground.
It is, like, obviously,
but I get it, though. Like, she loves him, but,
and you can't put a timer on somebody else's grief, right? But it seems like it's been quite a long time.
I think you can put like a little bit of a timer.
You can't put a timer on someone.
You can put a little bit of a timer. Like, at some point, you got to try something different. Like 10 years later? Like, if we were to 10 years later, fast forward, and she's still crying like this, we shouldn't have a sit down with her and be like, hey, like, if you're not going to therapy, I think you should. And if you are, time to grow up.
Time to grow up. Hot damn, those are some stern words. We're at the titles, and this is NYPD Blue Balls, where I, Kirk, and the other voice, Kyle, talk about every single episode of the best show ever, NYPD Blue. This is Season 8, Episode 5, Fools Rush In, which is a play on Fools Rush In, but it's Fools Russian. In case you didn't get it, I'm going to explain it, every aspect of it for you.
Is it okay to talk about Russians?
Probably not, because I don't know what you're going to say.
Well, no, I'm just saying that maybe we shouldn't do this episode.
I mean, you could talk about Russian people. There are Russian people in New York.
There are?
I'm sure there's Russian people everywhere.
I never would have went.
I'm trying to remember how. Oh, that's right. That's how
barrel,
this.
Barrel of monkeys. Barrel of fun.
Barrel of fat dude. And I think they were playing up the comedy that this dude is eating a sandwich.
Yeah, dude. Because
next to a dead body, so hard.
Well, the thing is they walk up and they can smell it. So the fact that he's sitting there eating is gross.
Like, this might be a situation.
I've seen a bacon, egg, and cheese, though. So that's okay.
That's something that I think we won't come to clash about,
But I think that dude smells shitty stuff all day, and he's like, look, if I can't eat with this, then I don't eat when I'm at work.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
So it's like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
That's like, it's like saying, you're eating inside? It's like, well, if I don't eat inside, then I don't eat when I'm at work.
Yeah.
But it is kind of funny how he's just like, yeah, dead guy.
Well, doesn't that show that the squad's kind of like a bunch of little bitches?
They can't handle smells.
Can't handle those smells. Can't handle a little smelly smell.
Can't handle the smell of dead people. Maybe you shouldn't work in homicide. Because guess what? You're going to be around dead people.
Can we pause this?
Why?
I forgot that we have laundry. I have to get out. I'm so sorry. It just hit me right now. I mean, unless you want to drive it yourself, give me like 5 minutes to run down and get it and come back.
Sure. Let's do that. So Kyle has to break off for a couple minutes because he forgot he had laundry. So I'm going to be doing this solo.
Well, some people would say you've been doing it solo for years, so you should be fine.
I will say this while you're gone.
Well, don't say anything that like needs commentary on, because then what am I going to say?
Do you want me to sit here in silence? What are you talking about?
No, narrate it. like a Mr. Rogers style or something. I don't know.
Let me do this. You're not allowed to ask if you can leave and then criticize what I do when you leave. But I was going to say there's a like producer named like Buzz Buzzinger, and I always thought that was a dope name. Just like randomly shows up. It's B-U-Z-Z, like B-U-S-S-I-N-G-E-R, I think. And I was like, wow, what a bitchin' name. Anyway, these folks are talking about they've identified the dude in the barrel who is tied to Russian oil, which they believe means Russian mob, and the family of this dead dude.
You think it's dope being named like an idiot?
Buzz Buzzinger?
Yeah, what is this? Like a 50s doo-wop group?
I literally moved on from that.
What are we talking about?
I literally moved on from that so you could do laundry. Are you going to go do the laundry? Oh, so it's not even... Oh, okay.
It's done. It's like, I forgot to grab it out of the dryer because we started eating.
Okay. So... Oh, my gosh. This is a terrible idea. I forgot where we even are. Oh, I want to talk about the body language of Sorensen. Because we're going to talk about how he's basically a child this season. The body language of Sorensen towards Russell turns into a joke where he literally puts his back to this person and refuses to speak to them like they're in fucking middle school. It is astounding that they wrote this character to act like a child when they were writing these stories. Here we have our characters meeting a Mr. Babatz, who is tied to the car in some way. I completely forgot as I'm watching now. But he was watching the car for a friend. I believe that friend stole the car from the dead man and wanted this Babatz guy to strip it. But Babatz could not because it is a very high-end car. That is what was going on. And Kyle has returned with laundry. Do you need time to fold it?
No, it's just bed sheets.
It's just bed sheets, bro. But this this gentleman gives him the whole story. This Tristan dude gave him the car, wanted him to strip it, and he was like, bro, I can't strip a car that is chipped up and tweaked out. And... that's hilarious because I think a $100,000 Mercedes in 2000 is probably the equivalent of a cheap-ass car now in terms of technology. Wouldn't you think, Kyle?
I don't know about that. But I'd have to agree.
I don't know about that, but I'd have to agree.
To disagree.
Okay. All right. There we are.
I think like the only like
I think like the only honest guy in this whole episode is this man at the auto body shop.
Babats.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not dealing with this. This doesn't feel right.
And he left the car in a high theft area and just walked away.
Yeah. And then...
So, we got a pretty
talking
big...
Talking about Kinks and Medavoy.
Do you notice the famous face in this scene, Kyle?
Yeah, right there.
And who was he?
Han.
That is Han from Fast and Furious, a Sun King... Kang, Sun Kang.
He's also a famous face. I don't know, but I've seen him in other things before. I don't do the research like you do.
These two Chinese men are handcuffed to each other, and they're speaking Chinese. They ask the uniform officer, who is of Asian descent, "Well, tell us what they're saying." And he says, "How would I know? I'm Korean." And I was like, okay, well, I have to find this out. Sun Kang is Korean,
uh-huh.
So good for them. But something else I didn't know, which made me respect Sun Kang and Justin Lin. So Justin Lin made Tokyo Drift.
Uh-huh.
When he made Tokyo Drift, he was like basically given the reins. They said, do what you want. We're making it a franchise. He said, I'm going to call my boy Sun Kang because we did a very good short film together about Asian gangsters, and he was great in it, and I basically want him to play that same character. So this dude who was just in like a short film becomes a part of one of the most successful franchises ever just because his homie, who was the director, was like, I kind of want him in this, and now he's a beloved character in one of these crazy huge franchises. And I feel like he's probably one of the more natural, like, I don't give a fuck actors. Anyway, that's just my rant on Sun Kang, and I enjoy him. Also a famous face.
And he's back. I think this is his second time coming back, helping out with a case.
Playing Harold Ning? NG?
I don't know, Kirk.
Sai Ma. Or Shai Ma. T-Z-I-M-A.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to try.
But known for Rush Hour, Arrival, The yep. Farewell. Dude's been in a bunch
of
shit.
He was the consulate, right? He was like the head of the consulate or whatever?
Consul Han in Rush Hour.
And then there's Mr. Vosoropovich.
And I don't know this actress's name, but she does a very good job being racist as a character. She is the wife of the dead man in the barrel and wanted to speak to Detective Russell. Detective Jones says, I can talk to you. And she says, are there any detectives available, assuming that Jones is not a detective?
Which is weird because she's like, can I speak to a detective? And he walks up and says, I can help you, ma'am. So don't you think a detective would be walking up at the detective store to help you? You came to the detective store looking for a detective. Don't you think a detective would walk up and be like, hey, I'm here to help you?
Well, that's the problem. You have to go to the detective bar.
So that's a weird question to say, can I talk to a detective?
This also sets up the seeds for another thing that happens later in the episode with Jones that makes me really happy. But this woman clearly don't want to talk to Jones. We'll talk to Russell.
No, I mean, like, a woman should also talk to her. You know, you might be able to get more out of her. And you're telling her that her husband's dead. So, you know, but at the same time.
Don't be racist?
Yeah.
She's also, like, trying to not acknowledge he's in the room almost.
Until he tells her, your husband's dead.
And she also... I was suspicious of her immediately because they said she had thought he was going to meet them in Florida because they were going to Disney World.
Yeah.
But she didn't file like a missing persons thing until after they like came back or towards the end of that trip. And it's like, wouldn't you do it immediately when they don't show up to Disney World?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, this is 2000, so flights are different, and flying is way different. I don't remember much, but I do, but like...
None of us do, Kyle.
I don't know. I feel like I feel like if our dad ever went on a trip, like if he didn't get off the plane and like the time he said he was and like somehow get a hold of us or like get home by a certain time, we would be like, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like right away.
We would.
That's weird. That's weird. He's supposed to meet us at Disneyland. His flight landed at noon. It's 5 p.m. I think that's enough time that he should have gotten here by now.
She also says, well, his plans always change with work. He's always changing his plans. And it's like, okay, still, like 2 days into Disney World, I think I'd be like, okay, well, it's time to call somebody.
Yeah, or he, like, does he not, like, give you guys a heads up either? Is that the other thing?
For half a second, I thought you were going to say, does he not like Disney World? Everybody likes Disney World. Also, I'm going to be that guy. If you're on the East Coast, because if you're on the East Coast, you go to Disney World. If you're towards the West Coast, you go to Disneyland. You got fucked. Disney World sucks. Disneyland's way better than Disney World. Just going to say it.
Jesus, Kirk.
We went.
I mean, it's got some cool stuff. Like, Epcot had some cool things.
It's not better than Disneyland.
I mean, Epcot was so cool. You got to walk around and, like, visit, like, the world and not have to leave Florida. Like, how cool. Like, you don't ever have to leave Florida, but you can go to, like, Canada, you know? You could go eat at, like, a Viking, like, dinner place. Like, you're in Norway or some shit.
Yes, because Norway filled with Viking dinner places.
What is it, Norwegian food? You know what I mean? Do you serve it on wood or what? Like that song?
Serve it on wood?
Norwegian wood. Isn't that a song by George Harrison or whatever?
I don't know. Here we got Harold talking to these two Chinese.
Why are
gentlemen.
They wearing police department uniforms?
Because they didn't have any other clothes.
They didn't have sweatpants? You're telling me there's not like...
Well, you can't wear sweatpants as a shirt.
There's not... Okay, you're not telling me there's like a sweatshirt lying around? Like, why are they wearing like a full-on fucking uniform? Like, they're getting ready to go like for on a tour. Like, you're telling me the police station doesn't have like clothes for a disaster? Fuck out of here.
I just love how you're like, why are they wearing police shirts? They don't have sweatpants. It's like, well, they wouldn't wear sweatpants on their... Trish had no idea what she was walking
this
into.
This whole scene reminds me of Neff.
This scene reminds me of every IT person ever. Because they have a piece of paper that says, we're supposed to put it here. We're supposed to put it right here. And then you go, yeah, that wouldn't be helpful. And they go, this is where we got to put it. This is where we got to put it. And it's like, okay, well, that's not really helpful to the way we do things. So could you put it over here? Nah, can't do that. We got to put it over here where it's inconvenient because that's what we were told.
I'll show her booting up.
But that situation was literally like...
She, I'm going to tell you this. You can go fuck yourself. She okay. does nothing wrong other than her job. And Sipowicz doesn't even give her a chance to like talk about it.
Oh, no. Sipowicz is in the wrong. I'm not saying Sipowicz like, did the right thing.
Like... She comes in just to install it, yes. Maybe if, like, he would have had a conversation with her, he would have been like, oh, she could have been like, oh, okay, well, like, maybe we can move it somewhere else. It says you're supposed to get it. But no, he just straight up comes at her hostile and shit.
Oh, yeah, I don't disagree. He overreacts completely. But it is funny that John was like, I don't think you should put it on Sipowicz's desk. And they're all like, we were told to put it on the most senior officer. And it was like, okay, well, I'm telling you, you probably shouldn't put it there. And John was right. And then this is a Jamaican gentleman who has was connected to the car being chopped, but he has no idea where the car came from. He was helping out a buddy.
But I guess he only got $8 or something like that?
They said he made like $8 an hour.
Oh.
Which...
I mean, that's not great.
No.
That's $2,000. That's more than minimum wage.
That was his response to where did he get the Mercedes. And he's like, I make $8 an hour. I don't think I'm going to be having a car like that. Mentions that... a buddy of his asked where they could get a car shredded, and that's how he came into the Mercedes. But it's also crazy because we're talking about the computer getting on his desk. And my first thought was like, then he won't have any room to do anything on his desk besides have that computer.
Yeah, and then he'll have no room for that stupid fucking frog.
And I was going to say, like, right now we're recording on a computer that is about the size of, less than the size of a pack of Oreos. It's pretty small.
Yeah.
And that computer is like,
all you just made me do is want Oreos now.
What a shocker. Kyle wants food. Stop the presses.
What a shocker. Kyle wants good fucking cookies. Oh, what a shocker. Oreos are baller. Have you ever had the golden Oreos? Those
yes,
yellow Kyle. Joints?
Yes, Kyle.
Have you had the lemon Oreos?
I have had the golden.
Have you had the thins?
Yes.
Lemon thins?
I don't know if I've had the lemon.
The lemon flavored cookie with the Oreo cream in the middle? Lemon.
I see that I've struck a chord with you deep down.
Oreos.
Here we got a raid of.
Were they raiding someone from the
snakeheads? Well, they
snakeheads. That's right.
I think they.
Gang. They come up with the dumbest fucking gang names in TV show dramas.
I do think that this is the apartment of those gentlemen and their sister. Because they were kidnapped by the snakeheads because the snakeheads helped them.
So they're going to their apartment first. Okay, makes sense.
I think that's where they ended up.
If you have a need for more NYPD Blue in your life, there's a couple of books out there you should check out. One, True Blue, written by creators and consultants about the first couple seasons. There's What Would Sipwits Do?, a collection of articles about the show. And then there is Gene Kendall's An Unofficial Guide to NYPD Blue for 99 cents on Amazon. And then there are also some side stories in the world of NYPD Blue by Max Allen Collins, which are really cool if you can find them.
It's interesting how Harold just becomes his partner for this. Like, Jones isn't involved.
Yeah, is this even, like, his department anymore?
No, he's in intelligence, I think.
No, not Harold. Fucking Medavoy. Like, I don't think they're supposed to be doing all that.
That's a good point.
If he was doing all of that, then his partner should have been Lori Beth Ginsburg. Is that her name?
Who's Lori Beth Ginsburg?
I don't think I fucked her name up. She was on the TV show All That with Kenan Thompson.
I think you did fuck up the name, but I don't know her real name. So here we have the gardener of the Russian family who asked his buddy to help out with the car.
I feel bad for this guy.
Yeah, this dude, I also think he did a pretty good job acting as well.
Yeah. I also want to ask this guy, like, you have a mirror, right? Like, you know that you look 10 times better than this crazy Russian bitch? Like, I feel like this dude was, like, dating down.
You think this guy was dating down from the Russian?
Yeah. The Russian woman? Hell yeah.
Well, also, what? For real?
I'm just saying, like, if Jones wasn't around, he could have easily gotten
sexiest man on the
ADA's number. The ADA's number.
This dude.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Damn, you're harsh, bro.
Well, I never thought of it that way. I honestly thought of it as like this poor dude was just tricked.
No, there's that too. But I also think that I'm just like being a dick and think there's like some psychological issues here. Like, why is he so into this like homely looking lady?
I also think that you find that woman grossly unattractive, which I never even considered her attractiveness at all. I just figured this fucking dude. He says we're in love. He claims that the dude was abusive and she shot him in self-defense and then offered to help her by hiding the body and getting rid of the car?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, right?
But in if I were to guess, the dude is not very... This guy has been through the system because he says I'm an upstanding citizen now, implying that he's got a record. He straight up is like, oh, I know what will help you. Tying myself completely to your crime and hiding things that we don't have to hide if it was in self-defense.
Yeah, well, he's been through the system, so he knows.
At this part right here, he says she's an across-the-board racist, and then Russell's like, I didn't pick that up, and it was like, I think Jones would know.
Yeah,
I think Jones would have a pretty good idea.
Oh, you mean you didn't pick it up when she was totally ignoring Jones and just kept staring at you only to talk to you only? Jones would ask a question and she would turn back and look at him. You got to bring in the brother? Yeah, we do.
I thought that was kind of rude, too. It seemed rude. You have to bring in a black dude to talk to me? But I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just ignorant in the ways of love, Kyle. Oh my God. But I like to think that I would pick up that a woman is trying to use me if she was, like, coming on to me when I'm the gardener of her place and she has a fuck ton of money, and then all of a sudden she's like, oh, my God, killed my husband. Could you take his body? I'd be like, bitch, no.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think you've been... in love, then.
Does that happen all the time when you're in love? You're hiding bodies and shit?
No, but, like, I don't know. I mean, like, I don't think she ever would, but if Maria asked me to hide a body, depending on what the reason the body was created, like, we may have to have a conversation.
The reason the body was...
Like,
it's paper mache.
Like, did someone, like... Did you just accidentally hit someone with your car and this is going to fuck up your life? Then, yeah, let's take care of this. But did you, like, murder someone because, like, in cold blood who, like, didn't deserve it? It's kind of like hitting someone with your car, you know? What do you do?
Anyway, I do think...
What do you do?
I do think that it's kind of crazy that this dude is like, no, we're in love and it was in self-defense. Like, dude, she used you. Why did you take his car? What would be the purpose of that?
That's true.
Like, why would you take his car? Why? It just doesn't make any sense. But and here's another example of Danny being a little baby bitch.
Well, I mean, it's a good idea. Like, they shouldn't talk about it at work.
No.
You're on taxpayer dime. Like, get to work, please. Thank you.
I also love this scene.
Chinese food looks good, right?
Yeah, it does. I love this scene because Metavoy's going over when you say thank you. When you say a certain type of thank you in Chinese.
Mandarin or Chinese?
I think Mandarin.
Yeah.
And then he goes, that's not a language. That's a code. And it's like, no, it's called culture, Metavoy. That's the difference between...
Yeah, it's like us and our weird fucking sayings and shit. Like,
there are culturally expected things in different types of cultures, and that's one of them. But it is...
Metavoy's also a dick right here when he's like, why don't you just agree to pay? If you have the
How
money,
far away do you think the microphone is?
If you have the money, if you have the money, why don't you just pay for it? Just pay her to get them back.
Which is something that they brought up earlier, where he asked Harold, why don't they just pay it? And then Harold goes, yeah, then they just steal one of your other kids a month from now. Because they know that you'll pay. Like, that's the racket that they run. And also, I love it when the show, includes, and this is going to make me sound like a fucking liberal hippie douche from South Park. I love it when the show includes people from different parts of the world, and then they have to deal with language barriers and cultural barriers. Because it's like...
You love it?
I do, because I think they handle it well, especially with characters like Harold, who are, he's like, I'm a good cop. I do my job well. I can live in this world of the New York Police Department, but also help you understand what's going on in the Chinese, sometimes undocumented people, part of New York City. Like,
they were just so stoked to film this action scene, dude. Like, this whole running through the warehouse scene, like, this is something that they haven't done before. Medavoy doesn't know how to cover. Like, you don't cover like that.
You don't cover like that. I also love how the HD set dressing really pops at how empty some of those rooms are.
And it's like, why does every bad guy have an abandoned warehouse that just has a couch in it?
Well, you gotta be comfortable.
Shit. And then here's the callback to their conversation.
That's right.
Do you think he understands that code?
Yeah.
I think he's picking up on that code.
Knowing Greg Medavoy's really awkward and terrible sense of timing, he's going to start hitting on her. Because he's a fucking idiot.
Because she likes to do weird shit.
Because he's an idiot.
Do you like feet stuff?
That's what he opens up with. He goes up to, like, women that are gorgeous. And he's like, hi, you into feet? So... this woman brings in her lawyer, and they have some information that she canceled his flight out to Florida before finding out that he wasn't going to make it, supposedly. And now she's saying that it's because of an argument.
Yeah, because he was having an affair.
Supposedly. And she also bought some carpet to replace some carpet in her basement. Like people do before they go on vacation.
No, they had a company come out to replace the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 6 foot, like, everything's matching up that she killed her husband. There's a 6 foot, just like random piece of carpet missing. That's fucking weird.
Yeah, that's suspicious. Now she's claiming yeah. And then she she claims that Vernon was in on the fight, which Vernon claims he came in after it happened. And the and the excuse they keep giving about calling the police is that in Russia, the police just come in and kill everybody.
They say that a lot, like 3 or 4 times.
And it's like, okay, but you're not in Russia. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I understand that excuse, kind of, but also that's an excuse for where you were, not where you are.
Yeah.
And here's another one of those classic arguments from NYPD Blue where the DA says who is easier to prosecute, and that upsets the detective because they know the truth.
Yeah, but I think this one's a little different because they all know that she did it and she guilted and she like guilted this love-struck man into doing it. And I think Jones is also, there's a little bit more behind it because she's being so racist to him. That he's pissed off. But I also, yeah, I do believe that they're bad.
So, and this is another thing about the show that I think is one of the themes that isn't as prevalent as the racism and the addiction. There is a theme of the rich just seem to get away with whatever they want. And it upsets the police, but there's nothing they can do about it.
Does Andy basically say there? Sorry, I'll get back to what you're saying. Does Andy basically say there that they're not going to arrest Vernon?
Yeah. That's another thing that's kind of out of left field that seems fucking crazy, that he just goes, you try the cases that we arrest on, so we're just not going to arrest him.
Yeah, because she says, I have to try the cases based off of the evidence that you give me.
And he says, no, you got to try what we give you, period.
He doesn't really. I think this. See, like, compare this dude to the woman from the last. They're acting like complete. Like it makes the story better when like the people can act, but those two Doug Stanhope lookalikes couldn't fucking act.
the two Doug Stanhope lookalikes. But it does take. But it does take Jones sitting down and looking the dude in the eye, going like, hey.
You got played, dog.
She tricked you, dude. She made you believe that you were together so she could pin this on you, because she's in there with a fancy lawyer saying you did it.
And she fucks him.
Yeah, totally.
Huge.
She fucks him. And Jones basically says, hey, if you want to get off that train, you might get a deal for testifying against her. And he's like, oh, man, but we're so in love. And I feel like I would be smart enough to be like, wow, she fucked me so hard.
Yeah, but, like, I don't think you're expecting to get fucked by, you know what I mean? Like, he's been fed a bunch of stuff and, like, whatever, like maybe she did have solidified their relationship with sex too, so he thought that they're actually going somewhere. Like, she could have done a lot of things to get this taken care of.
If you don't mind the sound of my voice and you enjoy public domain movies and or video games, you can head over to twitch.tv/KirkHasGlasses, where I am streaming every Sunday morning, Monday night, and Wednesday night with public domain movies and fun games. Maybe I'll see you over there. Maybe not. Who knows?
I think we missed it, but she jumps up and says something racist, and Sipowicz suddenly goes, are you referring to Vernon? Not major supporters of the Rainbow Coalition. It's also, the point was, don't worry, all you white people can be racist.
So I'm going to bring this up now. I was going to wait. Uh-oh. I was going to wait until there was another.
You couldn't wait.
Scene. Because there's another scene where Sipowicz and, you know, Jones have their little, like, you know, tense moments. Do we believe Sipowicz has a chance, a butthole's chance in hell, if him and Jones got into a one-on-one fistfight?
Oh, no.
like Sipowicz sometimes comes at Jones, like, he's ready. He's like, don't talk to me like that, motherfucker. And it's like, Jones would, like shit you out. Like, you're the size of one of his shits. Like, it's ridiculous that Sipowicz gets testy with him sometimes.
Well, no, I think what it is, and I think what it is, also, that woman gives Medavoy her card, and then I'm assuming she immediately regrets it. Because he said...
No, she doesn't know. She wasn't ready.
She's not ready?
She wasn't ready. She didn't know what she was getting into. She thought she was just being helpful, giving her card out because he's got the one computer in the office.
He's basically going to turn into Jim Carrey from The Cable Guy. He's going to...
That's funny.
But
that's funny.
I don't think it's Sipowicz saying, let's fight.
No, 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 not here. Not in that instance, no.
No, okay.
I'm just saying there are instances, and there have been plenty of them, where Jones and Sipowicz have like a little tense moment. And Sipowicz is like, yeah, let's go, bitch. And it's like, do you know that you would get the fuck kicked out of you? Like, I know it's a TV show, but like...
Yeah, if
the man would fuck you up.
If we remember,
you're 50 years old and fat.
If we remember, Jones lifted a dude up one-handed.
Yeah.
In this first episode.
Yes.
He's huge.
So it's like it's so funny, like when Sipowicz is out on the street and he gets testy with like street dudes that are bigger than him. It's like, no, in a fair fight you would get your ass smacked.
Yeah. He thinks he has like
we missed a whole lot of shit.
He thinks he has like scrappy energy.
Jones and the ADA had a little argument about like respecting each other's job.
Yeah, and right now Sorensen is saying I'm a big boy while acting like a child.
Yeah, who says I'm a big boy?
Children.
I'm a big kid now, like unless you're singing the Toys R Us song.
He's like, I don't beg. I just turn into a bitch.
Oh, is he like the first Andrew Tate? It's like the original OG, the original alpha male.
No. It is like something I mentioned when you were out. Early in this episode, he literally has his back to Russell and doesn't speak to her.
Yeah, you're right. He acts like a petulant child. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So then that means he like had no feelings for Franco. Cause he was together with Franco longer and she just like was like, I'm out of here, and he was like, deuces wild, baby. Later, and didn't have any feelings whatsoever. They've dated for like maybe 4 hours and he's ready to like listen to Dashboard Confessional and slice his wrist. like he's acting like he's never going to love again.
Was Dashboard out by this point?
Probably not. 2000, maybe. Maybe their EP.
I love this scene.
I don't, dude.
Because Sipowicz is walking with his kid. There are people making out, and he's like, could you take that to a room? And he's like, mind your business. Like, it is my business. And then the kid just says, piss off. And Sipowicz is like, don't ever say that.
No, I think this is a perfect moment to like, for all police officers and people of the law out there. It is not your business because you're not working right now. So it's not your business. You're not clocked in. They're not breaking the law. So your job is to just shut the fuck up with your kid, keep on walking, and let them make out with each other if they want to make out. Because it's not like they're fingering each other on the sidewalk. They're just kissing.
You're right. It's not like they're doing
that. If anything, Sipowicz makes the situation worse for his kid because he stops it, points it out so his kid looks at it, and then his kid learns how to say piss off.
But also, this is great because the kid, naturally curious, because as you said,
Sipowicz... Are you checking out that Lego jean jacket that he's got on?
Is that a Lego jean jacket?
I think you need to rewind it and pause it when Sipowicz is looking at him and he has his back to him. It's got three little Lego blocks on that little jean jacket.
Well, now it's time to do something we've never done on the show. We are going backwards.
Yeah, we've done everything else. We've gotten laundry and
Are those Lego bricks?
It may not be like a Lego thing, but it's like an off-brand type thing.
But I did want to talk about this scene. Because
look at
oh shit! Theo's got those Lego pieces, dog.
Yeah, the Lego jean jacket.
I did want to talk about this scene a little bit because what basically happens is, as you said, people are making out. Sipowicz says, "Cut it out." They go, "Fuck off."
Uh huh.
So he didn't accomplish what he wanted. But then his son goes, why do people kiss? Sipowicz says, oh, because they love each other. He's like, oh, like you love me. Yeah. He doesn't kiss his son like that. So then the son asks the next natural question. Well, you don't kiss me like that. He's like, oh, it's a different kind of love. It's like, do you love Aunt Katie? Yeah. He's like, you don't kiss her like that. And he's like, well, no, I don't love her like that. There's different kinds. And then instead of explaining it, he just gets down to his level and goes, do you want that ice cream you said you couldn't have?
Yeah, what's better than, you know, what's better for a child than just bribing them into not, you know, having to deal with situations or talk to them about anything?
So that episode, as you said, had better acting in it.
Yeah.
Kind of all around.
Mm-hmm. All around, except for Theo. All around.
Rest in peace, Austin Majors.
So can I tell you something funny? You're going to laugh. You're going to fucking be so upset slash think I'm or laugh at me. So the last like 2 or 3 days I've been watching episodes, then I see in the credits the name Austin Majors. And I'm like, yo, who is this recurring character Austin Majors keeps playing? Like, I thought I knew everyone. Who the fuck is this? And then, like, I'd see a character, and I would be like, oh, shit, that's Austin. That must be who Austin Majors is. Yep, that's Austin Majors. That's who Austin Majors is. Goes to the next episode, and it's like Austin Majors. I'm like, who the fuck is Austin Majors? Didn't even think about Googling it either. Just kept thinking, like, who is Austin Majors?
Austin Majors played Theo almost the entire time. Almost the entire time.
Who is Austin Majors? Question mark.
And you just... And the best part is you just assumed that you'd figure it out by watching the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you didn't.
And the best
when
part
all
is,
the other people were eliminated.
And the best part is not only did I think I was going to figure it out, but I just kept giving random people, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, the name Austin Majors. And I was like, oh, yeah, that dude's Austin Majors.
Did you for a second think that Martens was Austin Majors?
No, because he wasn't in it enough.
Yeah, okay.
I know that Martens is an Austin Majors.
No, that's Scott Allen Campbell.
Okay, I don't know about that because I'm not fucking Rain Man when it comes to weird shit like that.
So good acting for everyone except a child, according to Kyle.
Yeah, but he hasn't been good. He's not a good actor from Jump Street.
From 21 Jump Street.
Like, he hasn't been a good actor from when they had his on-screen birth.
I don't think he was the baby.
Yeah, no shit, Kirk. I'm just saying, from the get-go, whatever actor has been that character, that hasn't been good. I don't think he was the baby. No shit, he was a baby like 2 seasons ago. He's like 5 here.
Okay, well, we can calm down. But yeah, I agree. The story is better when the acting's a little bit better.
Oh, I'm glad we could agree.
But I thought all the Chinese actors were pretty great.
Yeah, it just made me want more later though. Like, more of their acting, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, Kyle.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you once again for listening to NYPD Blue Balls, especially if you've made it all the way to the end. We are on Twitter at Asher Brothers Podcast, which we hardly ever use because Twitter or X has become a cesspool of sadness. We are on Instagram at Asher Bros Pod, which is mostly just used to announce when new episodes are out. As mentioned earlier, I stream on Twitch as Kirk Has Glasses. I'm also at Kirk Has Glasses on every social media platform that I use. And as previously mentioned, NYPD Blue will probably no longer be on Amazon Prime by the time this episode comes out, but it is still on Hulu, but it has the syndication edits. If you have a moment, please rate and review the podcast wherever you are listening to it, because it helps people see it in the algorithm, and more importantly, they might start watching the best show ever, NYPD Blue. Thank you so much, have a good one, treat each other well, and keep watching the best show ever, NYPD Blue.